Adjust.
All right, so everybody preparing the marmacomos. So there's only one shmuz. So the question is, it's like a one of these, the shmuz is under which container? Which one was the shmuz? So okay, I'll see if you mechaven. So the psukim say, "Vayom Elokim leNoach Kates Kolbasar." In Pasuk Yigimel, before the Marmakomashid, Hashem told Noach what's going on. Kimala Aretz Chamas Lebneim Vini Mashchisa Mesa Aretz. Have to destroy the land. Aselecha Teva Satze Gopher. You should make a teva. And you should cover it with pitch. So Rashi says, "Ase lecha teva satze gopher harbe revach v'atzal lefanov." There are a lot of ways to save the world if there's going to be a mabul. A lot of different ways. Why do you have to make this teva? There's a lot of different solutions. I'm not myself sure what the solutions would be, but especially on nowadays terms, if there's going to be a big flood, you can have a sub. This was a sub. You could have a floating, you could have a ship, you could have drones. I don't know. You have lots of different attempts, but a lot of different ways Noah could have concocted. So why did it have to be a teva? So and for Rashik de Shiru, Anshi Dora Mabul Osik Bakukhav Shana, the whole generation of the Mabul will see him Misasek, busy building this teva for 120 years. This is famous Rashi. Vishono sel mazos lecha, what are you doing? What are you building? He'll tell them, Hashem's going to bring this mabul to destroy the world. Ula yeshuvu, maybe they'll do tshuva. So, as we know, the purpose of building the mabul, building the teva, was that they should do tshuva. And then they quote the Siv Sechamim. Because Rashi had a kasha adarabba. It's just the opposite. Binya teva tigrom shalo yeshuvu. Maybe building the teva will cause them bedafka not to do tshuva. Why? Ki yeshivulo. They'll answer him. Ilu haya emes shelakacha tabona teva tilatzilcha. If you're really trying to save yourself, and that's why you're building the teva. What are you doing a teva for? There's other ways you can salvage the situation. It's like a concoction of your own imagination, Noach. They'll say just the opposite. What are you building a teva for? If you're really doing it to save yourself, I could list 99 other ways you could do it. Les tircha, he's a quack. V'yesh lomar, so the Siv Sechamim answers, that wasn't an option. Shekfar hoisa kabbalah biyadam, they already knew al pi kabbalah, it was accepted, not al pi kabbalah, it was kabbalah biyadam, it was a known thing. Sheyovo hamabo. The mabul's coming. K'mo shepirish Rashi etzel neshelemech, as Rashi will say, elashi yomrim adzman rav. U'machmas habinyan. They figured, okay, they knew for sure mabul's coming. That was news. The news was that the mabul's coming. They didn't know when. U'machmas habinyan ibatzei gafris, and because the type of construction he was making using the, sulfur wood, whatever that is, Yodu Sha'ata Yavo, they'll know that, they'll concede that it's finally coming. Ula Yeshuva, maybe they'll do tshuva. Again, so the kasha was, building the teva is going to have the opposite effect of doing tshuva. Teretz says it won't, because they knew there was a marble coming. And they knew there was marble coming. They'll see the certain type of construction. They'll know that maybe they'll do tshuva. It's real. It's finally coming. So they weren't going to say Noach Badoihu. And if you want to check the Rashi Bar Lemech, I don't think it's so necessary, but I put it here in case anyone's getting curious. In the Rashi Shivim B'Shiva, Umedrish Bereshis Rabba, Loharag Lemech Klum, Lemech didn't kill anyone, V'Noshav Parshas Umenim Mishakayim Beri Rivya. Once they were Mekayim the Mitzvah of Peri Rivya, Lemech's wives separated from him, Levisha Nigzra Gzera Lichlo Zara Shalkayin Lacha Shivadaras, because there was a Gzera that the children of Kayin are going to be wiped out after seven generations, I guess because he killed Hevel. Amru Mano Yoldos Libahola Lamocha Mabel Ba Vishot Visakol. Why should we bother having children if the Mabel is going to come and wipe everyone out? You can see, the rest of the conversation, not Nogia, this particular Shmuz, but you see Beferish that they knew. The average person knew, Lamech's wives knew that there was a Mabel coming, they just didn't know when. And then Mela, when they see Noach building the Teva, there's going to be a sort of a, okay, now they realize now it's coming, and Ula Yeshuvu. And if you take a look, this Ramban, after all, Hashem gives him all these instructions, Vayas Noach in Chav Beis, Kechol Asher Tzivo So Elokim, She'oses HaTeva V'osef HaMeichel. He made the teva and he collected all the right foods for the animals. But derech hakosav lomar vayas v'chein osa levar ki lo hipil dover mikol asher tziva. That the I didn't harva on the exact limud, but what the Ramban is saying, vayas noach kechol asher tziva so Elokim, everything b'tchil atzov every tzivoy Hashem. In the construction of the teva, and what he has to do, what types of food, everything was done perfectly. Then you take a look at this top Ramban. Okay, this is going on Pasuk tests. The Pasuk says, the first pasuk in the parasha, it told us Noach, Noach each tzaddik tam hayi v'derosav, El selo kim hisalach Noach. A little lengthy Ramban, but this is the end of the. It's the end of the second paragraph. The Ramban says v'hini achesh hayi Noach tzaddik, ve'inenu royli anish. Since Noach was a tzaddik, each tzaddik hayi v'derosav. And he wasn't roy. He didn't deserve to be leonish, to be punished. Gam banu v'beiso ruyam linotzel v'schuso. Therefore, his children and his bnei beiso, his wife, and his daughters-in-law also were saved. Hayonish alav im yichras zaro. If his children die and his daughters-in-law die, so that's going to be a punishment for Noach. Noach was a tzaddik. So, Mamela, they have to be saved, b'schus Noach. O Yomar, or you could say, ki hu tzaddik sholem, v'gam bono v'beisa tzaddikim. Or maybe they would be saved because they're also tzaddikim. Ki ulamdam, he taught them. Ki nin shikosav, ki yadatu l'man asher yitzov v'esbono v'espeiso, that Noach was mechanech his ol b'nei beiso. Let's go with the first Pratt and Ramban, for argument's sake. Okay, I don't think it makes a difference. But let's go with the first track. It's just more dramatic. Okay, so it comes out, just bottom line, it comes out that here's this mabul that they know is coming. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a pretty good lesson plan, right? Pretty good mechanech. And he tells Noach, this is the plan. They build a teva, ule yeshuvu. All the kashas, well, they won't know if it's true in the first place. Why should I listen? Sifskam takes care of that. They knew. They just didn't know when. They knew it's coming. And the Tzivo Yashem, this is not Noach's own idea. This is Rabbanu Shalom's idea, Ule Yeshuvu. And the Ramban says it was done to perfection. So the Rabbanu Shalom's plan was done to perfection, whatever that was. He did the plan perfectly. And the end of the day, do you know who Noach was mashpi on? He was a tzaddik, not even, according to the first pshat, it's just more dramatic. Not even his children, his sons, his daughters-in-law, I don't know, I wasn't sure about the wife, not sure. He's mashpia on nobody. Do you know what the deher is? To me, the deher was that we better work very hard on ourselves. If we want to have a hope to change, we want to change ourselves, it is not so pashut. It's not so pashut. You think everything is going for ability to do tshuva. You think like when you have apocalypse, when the world is like, you think when the nuclear bombs are flying, people are going to do tshuva. You think, though, that what's really scary, then they're going to do tshuva. They're not going to do tshuva then either. The marble's coming. They knew it's coming. And it wasn't a scatterbrain idea. This is Ribbono Shalom's idea. That means Ribbono Shalom's doing a plan that they do tshuva. It means al pi derech hateva, you could do tshuva. Hashem wouldn't make a plan just to say, well, I sent you some, you know, quack. It's not going to be that. It was a real plan. And Hashem sent it. And he sent it through Noach, who would deliver, who would execute the plan to perfection. It was the perfect situation with the perfect Rebbe. And you think under those circumstances, it'll work. Look how hard it is. Not only did it work, this is a mass failure. They probably, if this would be like the Israeli government, they'd do a whole investigation afterwards. What happened? This should be their Bonus Shalom's plan. But that's how difficult. We have that Bechira. Man has Bechira. And with all the Bechira, and with, you think, we always like to think, well, if I really had to, I would do it. I'm not going to do it. We're not going to do it. I remember, I don't like to make, applications. Just one thing I couldn't get in my head. I've said this before. Mm-hmm. At my first year in yeshiva in Queens, so I had this like vad with Rabbi Achnes. He was an older kolo avrich. So he gave a vad to first year guys. It wasn't official. So we did it like in like the back of the was called the Gosei's room. Okay, that was the room. So he said a good word. He said Thursday nights, not Thursday nights, the night before bris, sorry. Mm-hmm. There was a bris in yeshiva, so a kol guy who wanted to spend a little bit more money and invite the whole yeshiva, so they transformed the beis manesh into there's no room in the dining room, so they transformed the base. I had to clear up all this from. It's not like fancy over here. We have a whole team, elaborate. Everyone cleans up every night. Then they didn't clean up. The only time they cleaned the base menesh, not even for Pesach, they cleaned it for a bris. That's the only time they ever got cleaned off the svarim. And if you didn't put your svarim away before a bris, you were not going to find it until the next bris. So they would make a klap on the 10:30. Not going to take off from Seder. Clap on the bima, after Marv, whoever could please stay to help to set up for the bris, is please help us set up. If everyone does it, it'll take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 100, 150 guys. And people knew there was a bris coming up because it was a sign, everyone's invited, everyone's all excited. And by Aleinu, somehow that night, by Aleinu, everyone ran out. Everyone ran out. There was, you couldn't get two guys there to help. The same two guys before every bris would stay there till 2 a.m. setting it up. And Rabbi Yochanan said such a good word. He said, if you think that you're one of the guys running out, and you think when you're married with Kinderlach and you have 4 or 5 kids and your wife's going to ask you to help out and clean up on a Thursday night or to go shopping on a Friday afternoon, and you think it's going to be easy then, it's not going to be. If you're running out then, you'll be running out then. If we don't work on ourselves now, we're not going to be help ourselves. We're not going to work on ourselves later either. We shouldn't think. Don't make the mistake to think that later on, when the stakes are high, I have 5 kids. Bez Hashem, give you all bracha. You have 5 kids sitting in the running around, and your wife is working a full-time job, and she's asking for help, and you think it's gonna. You have things to do also. And if you're not going to be able to do it now, you're not going to be able to do it then. So when we're young, we're considered young. When we're young, that's when we have to work on ourselves. Look at the entire door. The entire door. You couldn't get one person. If they get involved and rugged in the wrong ways, it's very hard to turn around. Bez Hashem, if we work on ourselves and we pay attention to Limud HaMusar, and work on ourselves to change Midas Ros and to strengthen our Midas Tovas, we will be in a situation where always, always over B'tshuva.